Clashes erupted Monday night in Beirut, injuring about a dozen people. The violence followed the swearing-in on Sunday of Lebanon's new president, Army General Michel Sliman, who now fills the office, which has been empty since President Emile Lahoud stepped down last November. Lebanon has been embroiled in political turmoil, and state institutions have been paralyzed for the last 18 months, following a deadly war between Israel and Hezbollah in the summer of 2006. Lebanon once again seemed on the brink of civil war just 2 weeks ago, when Hezbollah seized large parts of Beirut and routed government supporters. At least 81 people were killed, and people feared a repeat of the civil strife that pitted the country's 17 different faith communities against each other just a decade ago. President Sliman's election was part of an agreement brokered in Qatar last week, aimed at defusing the crisis. He is expected to appoint a prime minister on Wednesday to head a new cabinet, after he consults with lawmakers on their choice for a prime minister. The parliamentary majority is expected to nominate its leader, Saad al-Hariri, or current Prime Minister Fuad Siniora. The premier must be a Sunni, according to Lebanon's sectarian power-sharing system. Well, Professor Khalil Karam of St. Joseph's University in Beirut told us about some of the challenges facing the new Lebanese president.
According to the constitution, since 1989, the president doesn't have a lot of tools in his hand, constitutional tools, but everything depends on the personality of the person, of his strengths, etc. That's why we expect a lot from this president, who is coming with a big consensus and a big international and regional and Arab support. So people are expecting a lot.
Professor Karam told Kelsey Brennan Wessels that in his acceptance speech Sunday, President Sliman was careful not to make promises he might not be able to keep.
He asked for diplomatic relations between Lebanon and Syria. He asked that the Lebanese diaspora, which has a majority of Christians, can get the Lebanese nationality, the Lebanese passport. That the International Tribunal for the President Hariri assassination has to be supported and has to be implemented. Concerning the arms of Hezbollah, that there should be a part of a wider dialogue and not to be not to use force to solve this issue. And the relations with Syria, of course, he said diplomatic relations plus to normalize the relations with Syria, knowing that the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Syria was present.
Right now, going back to the problem of the Hezbollah's weapons, how do you think the new president will address this problem?
And when he was commander-in-chief, he was in very good terms with the Hezbollah. This means that he might be the right person to begin this dialogue. He is sure, and we all are sure, that it's not going to be a push-button decision. It's going to be a long discussion that will take into consideration the evolution of the peace talks in the Middle East and the relations between Iran and the United States and all these issues, which have nothing to do with Lebanon directly, but they will alter, in a way, the solution of some problems like the arms of Hezbollah. The Hezbollah does not know yet it will be part of it. The only government was in was the last Siniora government. And before that was very reluctant to participate directly, used to send his friends or allies to be there. It's still vague. It's not clear.
Is civil war still a fear in Lebanon, or has this election solved this issue?
No, it's calmed down. There is a stabilization now. And we're going to have a very long period of discussions about this issue, the electoral law issue, and several things that were not settled by the Siniora government because it was completely blocked.
All right, can you talk a little bit about the ability of the president to keep the army unified?
Yes, this is definite. I think it went through very bad experiences, and it did not explode like, let's say, 30 or 20 years ago. So I think he will be capable of at least doing this very important and delicate question. He didn't accept that the army be part of any of those partisan clashes we had since 2005. And he succeeded in that. And this was, I think, the one of the major assets he had in order to become president, and all the interior and external forces decided that he will be the consensus president. It was the issue of the army that in 2005 it didn't break, 2006, 2007, and lately, 2 weeks ago, when the problems happened between the Shiite and the Sunni factions, the army stood still.
Right, now the elections next year, it is said that Christians are to be the ones who will determine the winners and the losers. How is that possible?
In Lebanon, the Christian role right now can be very important for the future of the country, because the Christian group now is in between the Sunni and the Shiites. And this is a historical role to bring together all the factions, the Muslim factions in Lebanon, if we have a wise Christian policy. And we think that with this president, knowing his experience in the army that has a lot of Shiite and Sunni, so he knows how is the chemistry of bringing these people together. So the role of the Christians will be much more important than their number this time. It has never been that way, because long time ago we used to consider the Muslim component of the country, not the Sunni and the Shiite. Now we are considering the two components of the Muslim community. So this is a very important role for the Christians to play in order to bring them together, and that all together we think the future of Lebanon is in dialogue, in tolerance, in democracy, in pluralistic values, etc.
And thanks there to Khalil Karam, a professor of international relations at St. Joseph's University in Beirut.